This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Ram Navami festival being celebrated across the country today, worshipping Lord Ram. President Ramchandra Podil calls on 3 tiers of government to focus on development, conservation and promotion of country's invaluable heritage. Kathmandu Valley's air quality continues to remain unhealthy with latest AQI of 165. Specialist doctors warn the current situation is extremely concerning for respiratory patients. And anti-Trump protesters gather in cities across the U.S. to oppose the agenda of the president. Now the news in detail. The Ram Navami festival is being celebrated today across the country with great devotion as people worship Lord Ram. Lord Ram, believed to be born as the son of King Dasharatha and Queen Kausalya Devi of Ayodhya during the Treta Yuga, is revered by Hindus as the seventh incarnation of Lord Vishnu. According to theologian and chairperson of the Nepal Calendar Determination and Development Committee, Professor Dr. Ramchandra Gautam, one of the key significance of celebrating Ram Navami is the inspiration it provides for a dignified, disciplined and just ruler, much like Lord Ram himself. Ram Lila, a dramatic reenactment of Lord Ram's life, is performed in places like Janakpur of Nepal and Ayodhya of India. Devotees from both countries gather at the Ram Janaki Temple in Janakpur to celebrate with a grand fair in honor of the occasion. There is also a tradition of fasting, bathing in holy rivers, lakes and ponds, and reciting the Ramayana. On the occasion of the Ram Navami festival, President Ramchandra Podil has extended his best wishes for happiness, peace and prosperity to all Nepali sisters and brothers, both at home and abroad. He expressed his belief that cultural and historical festivals like Ram Navami help strengthen national unity, fostering mutual trust, goodwill, tolerance and cooperation amid Nepal's diverse ethnic, linguistic, cultural and geographical backgrounds. Vice President Ramsaya Prasad Yadav also expressed his belief that the Ram Navami festival will further solidify faith in the ideas of Lord Ram, such as truth, religion and dignity. In a similar message, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli also extended his best wishes on the occasion. In a post on his social media, Prime Minister Oli highlighted that the ancient scripture, the Ramayana, portrays Lord Ram as an ideal figure of peace, justice, morality, good governance and dutifulness. He emphasized that Lord Ram's path of dignity rather than popularity has made him an eternal symbol of supreme virtue. The government has granted a public holiday today on the occasion of the Ram Navami festival. President Ramchandra Podil has called on all 3 tiers of government to focus on the development, conservation and promotion of the country's invaluable heritage, which reflects its multi-ethnic, multi-linguistic culture and traditions. Speaking at the inauguration of the reconstructed Sri Degu Taliju Temple and the unveiling of the stone inscription in the Patan Darbar area today, President Podil emphasized the importance of raising awareness, building consciousness and fostering concern for heritage conservation at the citizen level. He urged that preserving and promoting the significant landmarks is a shared responsibility, vital for safeguarding the legacies passed down by the ancestors through their hard work and dedication. The Kathmandu Valley's air quality continues to remain unhealthy, with the latest AQI recorded at 165. The current index remains in the unhealthy range, as Nepal has been experiencing rising pollution levels since last Sunday. According to the latest air quality index, Kathmandu has now been ranked as the second most polluted city in the world, following Hanoi of Vietnam. On Thursday, the AQI in Kathmandu reached an alarming 348. Air quality standards classify an AQI of 0 to 50 as good, while an AQI between 151 and 200 is considered unhealthy for everyone, with heightened risk for sensitive groups. Environmental Officials explained that while winds had earlier provided some relief, pollution levels have surged again, primarily due to forest fires, vehicle emissions, construction dust, and the valley's geography, which traps pollutants. In response to the rising pollution, the health ministry has urged the public to take necessary precautions to protect their health. Meanwhile, senior respiratory and chest specialist Professor Dr. Sital Adhikari has warned that the current situation is extremely concerning for respiratory patients. He explained that the ongoing pollution not only triggers immediate issues like coughing and difficulty breathing, but also poses a significant risk of long-term lung damage and a weakened immune system. Dr. Adhikari emphasized that individuals with COVID-19 related lung disease are particularly vulnerable to the harmful effects of the pollution, facing even greater risk than usual. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Crowds of protesters have gathered in cities across the U.S. to denounce President Trump in the latest nationwide show of opposition since the president took office in January. According to the BBC, the hands of protests. Planners aim to hold rallies in 1,200 locations, including in all 50 U.S. states. Thousands of people turn out in Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, and Washington, D.C., among other cities on Saturday. Protesters cited grievances with Trump's agenda, ranging from social to economic issues, coming days after Trump's announcement that the U.S. would impose import tariffs on most countries around the world. Gatherings were also held outside the U.S., including in London, Paris, and Berlin. In Boston, some protesters said they were motivated by immigration raids on U.S. university students that have led to arrests and deportation proceedings. Israel's army has admitted its soldiers made mistakes over the killing of 15 emergency workers in southern Gaza on March 23rd. According to the BBC, the convoy of Palestinian Red Crescent Society ambulances, a UN car and a fire truck from Gaza's civil defense came under fire near Rafah. Israel originally claimed troops opened fire because the convoy approached suspiciously in darkness without headlights or flashing lights. It said movement of the vehicles had not been previously coordinated or agreed with the army. Mobile phone footage filmed by one of the paramedics who was killed showed the vehicles did have lights on as they answered a call to help wounded people. The Israel Defense Forces insisted at least 6 of the medics were linked to Hamas, but has so far provided no evidence. It admits they were unarmed when the soldiers opened fire. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kushi and Gondagi provinces. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of Kushi, Bagmati and Gondagi provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ram Navami Festival being celebrated across the country today, worshipping Lord Ram. President Ramchandra Podil calls on 3 tiers of government to focus on development, conservation and promotion of country's invaluable heritage. Kathmandu Valley's air quality continues to remain unhealthy with the latest AQI of 165. Specialist doctors warn the current situation is extremely concerning for respiratory patients, and anti-Trump protesters gather in cities across the U.S. to oppose the agenda of the president. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.